In big city mayor's races across the country, most incumbents won. Exceptions came in Cleveland and in St. Paul, Minnesota, where a mayor who backed President Bush was unseated. In the nation's largest city, Michael Bloomberg got another 4 years in office. The Republican billionaire won in a landslide, despite the fact the city is overwhelmingly Democratic, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Just 4 years ago, Bloomberg was a political novice, with not much going for him except a large bank account. He squeaked into the mayor's office after September 11th and struggled through the early years of his term, notably raising taxes to deal with New York's financial crisis. Last night, he got to say, "I told you so."
I always dreamed that our victory tonight could send a message that you can make the tough decisions and be reelected, as long as they are the right decisions for the people you serve.
The 20-point victory was sweet vindication for a man who just a few years ago had some of the lowest mayoral approval ratings ever recorded. He was booed at baseball games. 61% of New Yorkers said they wouldn't even invite him to a Thanksgiving dinner. Maurice Carroll, who directs the Quinnipiac University poll, says Bloomberg didn't, and still doesn't, have that charismatic connection with New Yorkers.
People don't feel that he's like the guy next door because he's a zillionaire.
But Carroll says slowly, New Yorkers started to get accustomed to the mayor's calm, technocratic style.
People think he's competent, that he's run a business-like administration, and that brought a business-like attitude to City Hall, and that's the kind of thing we hear.
And Bloomberg started to show results. Crime rates went down, education test scores crept up. At the polls yesterday, voters responded. Tom Hall, a Democrat from Brooklyn, says that the mayor's office under Bloomberg has become almost nonpartisan.
I think it's refreshing. I think he makes the decisions based upon what he thinks is in the best interest of the city, and at least very seldom that I've been able to discern does it having to do with party politics.
Just in case voters didn't pick up that message on their own, Bloomberg spent at least $66 million of his own fortune on the campaign. No expense was spared. Not only was Bloomberg on TV nonstop, but the mayor was able to cut ads in languages like Mandarin, Russian, and Urdu. He outspent his Democratic opponent, Fernando Ferrer, by more than 8-1. Ferrer had hoped to become the city's first Latino mayor, but he never seemed to find an opening. He argued that Bloomberg was an elitist, out of touch with regular New Yorkers.
Though, of course, I ran to win, I knew I could lose. So I ran first and foremost to raise a voice for those without one. And my friends, this voice, our voice, has been heard.
Now New York Democrats have to come to terms with the fact that they've lost the last four elections in a city that's 5-1 Democratic. Congressman Anthony Weiner, who also sought the Democratic nomination for mayor this year and is expected to run in 2009, says the Democrats have to take some of the blame themselves.
We can't just round up the usual suspects and expect that that's going to be enough. We can't just say we're a Democratic city. We can't just say we've usually won, because now we haven't. We can't say that.
At least they won't have to face this billionaire again. Bloomberg is limited to just two terms. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.